Welcome to the Nonlinear Library, where we use text-to-speech software to convert the best writing from the rationalist and EA communities into audio. This is Team Shard Status Report, published by David Udell on August 9, 2022 on Less Wrong. Team Shard is a nebulous alignment research collective, on paper siloed under John Wentworth's Cerimats program, but in reality extending its many tendrils far across the Berkeley alignment community. Shard Theory, a name spoken of in hushed, mildly confused tones at many an EA hangout. This is their story, this month. Epistemic Status, a very quick summary of Team Shard's current research, written up today. Careful summaries and actual results are forthcoming, so skip this unless you're specifically interested in a quick overview of what we're currently working on. Introduction. This past month, Team Shard began its research into the relationship between the reinforcement schedules and learned values of RL agents. Our core MATS team is composed of yours truly, Michael Einhorn, and Quinton Pope. The greater Team Shard, however, is Legion, its true extent only dimly suggested by the author names on its Less Wrong write-ups. Our current path to impact is to 1. Distill and expound Shard theory and pre-register its experimental predictions, 2. Run RL experiments testing Shard theory's predictions about learned values, and 3. Climb the interpretability tech tree, starting with fine-tuned on values text large language models, to unlock more informative experiments. In the 95th percentile, best case possible world, we learn a bunch about how to reliably induce chosen values in extant RL agents by modulating the agent's reinforcement schedule and are able to probe the structure of those induced values within the models with interpretability tools. Distillations. If you don't understand Shard theory's basic claims and/or its relevance to alignment, stay tuned. A major distillation is forthcoming. Natural Shard theory experiments in Minecraft. Uniquely, Team Shard already has a completed, natural, experiment under its belt. However, this experiment has a couple of nasty confounds, and even without those it would only have yielded a single bit of evidence for or against Shard theory. But to summarize, OpenAI's Mine RL agent is able to, in the best case, craft a diamond pickaxe in Minecraft in 4 minutes. Usually, the instrumental steps the Mine RL agent must pursue to craft the diamond pickaxe lie on the most efficient path to crafting the diamond pickaxe. So we can't disentangle from the model's ordinary gameplay data whether the model terminally values the journey or the destination. Is reinforcement the model's optimization target, or are its numerous in-distribution proxies among its terminal goals? One careless Romanowskis, thankfully, already did the hard work of finding out for us. When you give the Mine RL agent a full stack of diamonds at the get-go, it starts punching trees and crafting the basic Minecraft tools, rather than immediately crafting as many diamond pickaxes as possible. Theories that predict the journey rather than the destination rejoice. Now, there's a confound here, because the model was trained via reward shaping, it was rewarded some lesser amount for all the instrumental steps along the way to the diamond pickaxe. Also, the model is quite stupid, despite its best case properties. Whatever's true about its terminal values, it may just be spazzing around and messing up. Given the significant difficulty of even running, yet alone further fine-tuning, the OpenAI Mine RL model, along with the model's stupidity confound, we opted to conduct our RL experiments in a more tractable, but still appreciably complex, environment. Learned values in coin. Run. So we now have an RL agent playing coin run well. We're going to take it off distribution and see whether it terminally values, 1, just the coins, 2, a small handful of in-distribution proxies for getting coins, or, 3, all of its in-distribution proxies for coins. Shard theory mostly bets that, 3, will be the case, and is very nearly falsified if, 1, is the case. Feedback on observable monologues. We have successfully replicated some of the core results of the Rome paper, on a GPT-style model. It looks like a language model fine-tuned on value-laden sentences stores facts about those sentences in the same place internally that it would store, for example facts about which city the Eiffel Tower is located in. From here, we will proceed on to forcing the thing to observably monologue. Think of this as a continuation of the Rome interpretability result. That is, this part of Team Shard is betting on us climbing the interpretability tech tree and thereby unlocking important alignment experiments, including experiments that will reveal much about the Shard's active inside a model. Conclusion. Look at me still talking when there's science to do. When I look out there, it makes me glad I'm not UEV experiments to run. There is research to be done on the people who are still alive. Externalize its reasoning. Thanks for listening. To help us out with the Nonlinear Library or to learn more, please visit nonlinear.org.